Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. And sunshiny day today. A little chilly, though, but we'll take the sunshine. And it's time for Car Talk. Brad Dungis in the studio. How you doing, young man?
I'm doing great today, Tom. It's a beautiful day in Bartlesville. It really is.
It's
really outstanding out there. The wind has settled down, and it was a little chilly this morning, but got a freeze, a little bit of a freeze at the house.
Yeah.
And but I like that. Another one tomorrow morning, I guess.
Walked out of the house at 3 this morning going, oh, hey, good morning.
And a partial lunar eclipse tomorrow morning. If you walk out tomorrow morning at 3, I think you'll be at the maximum for that.
Yes. So,
and we should have a good, clear morning and really interesting celestial event.
It's the longest in 600 years.
Yeah, yeah, I read about that. Very interesting.
That's quite a game of people.
I get up pretty early. I'm going to try to get up just a little bit earlier tomorrow and see if I can look at that. I remember one a couple years ago that was pretty good.
Oh, so, yeah. They're fun.
Yeah, they
now
are.
If you do it with the sun, you better do it with mask on, you know.
Yeah, that's
don't
that's
go out and take a look
dangerous.
At it, as they
yeah,
say.
No, but the moon, you can just with the naked eye, and it really
you're
is
good.
Great. If you're up early, 3 or 4 o'clock tomorrow morning, you want to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff going on around Bartlesville, as usual. We've got lots of stuff going up. And coming up, we've got the Boys and Girls Club is getting ready for the annual Great Futures Luncheon, which we're really proud to be sponsors of again. That's a great event. It's one of my favorite events, and it's so inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first of all, the club is a great, for generations, has been really important part of the our community and helping kids connect, getting opportunities, learning to do things from basketball and different sports to all kinds of stuff. And it's so inexpensive. It's such a great resource for after-school programs, for summer programs. Now they've got the STEM programs and the great facility, the Pete Silas, legacy. It continues out there. And, this luncheon really focuses on one of their kids. But it's usually someone who's been around through the program through all these years. And they select one to be the Youth of the Year. And we'll give that award coming up on December 3rd out at the club. We'll have lunch and give that award. But it's so inspiring. It's one of the great events. You get hear a speech from the student. The student of the year here in Bartlesville will move on to a statewide competition. We've had the student from Bartlesville go on and move up on from state into regionals and national awards before. So really a great club wanted to make sure to get everybody to get that on your calendar for December 3rd out at the Boys and Girls Club, the Great Futures Luncheon. And I'll announce this out there, but we're going to have Toyota is going to match our gift.
Wow, there you go.
To sponsor the luncheon. So that's great. We're really proud of that. Toyota's a great partner at Dungis. We really love working with Toyota. They're such a really excellent, a great corporation. I mean, they're well managed. They do things well and build great product and lots of exciting Toyota news right now. We did just this week. We got an allocation. It hadn't rolled out, so I can't see all the details quite yet on it. But we got our first 2022 Tundras. We'll have two of them. Not quite sure on the date yet or exactly what we've got. I know that one of them is a 4x4, so that's going to be. We have a lot of people who are already on the list to talk to us about that, but we will be getting quite a few more of those, and they're coming. We've got there was a reveal this week on a new small crossover SUV. Like, we need more crossover SUVs. I don't know. I've lost count of them that we have on our lot. But this one will be a Toyota electric vehicle. Our first electric vehicle.
They're very good plug-in hybrids. This is fully electric.
This will be a fully electric vehicle, 250-mile range. Be great to learn more about that. We've just we're starting to learn about that. It's still under a code name, BZYX or something. But if you Google Toyota Electric, I bet you'll find that. It's Green Country Christmas, too, and the ticket giveaway. We're giving out tickets. I've seen lots of tickets out in service and even in car sales. Yeah, you do get tickets if you buy a car, so come on
man,
out, folks.
I can't imagine how many tickets.
Well, there is a limit, I think. I don't know.
There is.
Kevin told me, told us what the limit is, 100
don't
tickets
get,
or something like
don't
that.
Don't get too greedy when you buy your Navigator.
That's great. No, we're proud to be sponsors of that again. Yeah. We'll be down here for the big giveaway and then give away our maintenance entire package like we've done the last few years. That'll be great.
That'd be fun.
Also, right now, it's almost turkey time. We're still
doing
the turkey giveaway. If you guys haven't heard, we're gobble, gobble, gobble. We're vehicle appraisals for turkeys. Complimentary Thanksgiving turkey on Dungeness when you bring your vehicle for an appraisal. Just ask your consultant for details. It's fast and easy. We really need inventory for our year-end event. We're building up. Even though inventories are scarce, we're going to have our year-end sale regardless. So we've got to build up our inventory, and we really need everything, but especially sedans, trucks, SUVs that have been well-maintained and are under 100,000 miles. Doesn't really matter how old it is, but we'll make a great cash offer for your vehicle. You can text us. There's information on the website. Call, come by, whatever. We make it really easy and a simple process to have your vehicle evaluated. My brother Bruce does most of the evaluations, and he's out there this morning ready to help you with that. If you have a vehicle you need to get rid of, or even if you're trading it somewhere else, I wouldn't recommend that necessarily, but I know it happens. I can't sell every car in the world, and
Lord knows you tried.
We are that is our mission, to be the best and to get as close to that as we can.
Yeah.
But we do that with our great team and the simple price, the non-commissioned sales associates, 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. We have a new finance manager, Brett Doster, is with us now. If you know Brett, he's been around the community for a little while, and great guy. Glad to have him part of the team. He had a good idea, though, maybe adding some stuff to the Dungeness promise, wanting to put maintenance on it. You do get maintenance when you buy a new Toyota.
Yeah, you
get 2 years to 25,000 miles of free maintenance. When you buy a new Ford, you also get Ford Pass rewards, which you can use for maintenance or to buy other things. So there's great loyalty programs. At Dungeness, you also get the Q-certified warranty I mentioned, which is a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's a true service contract that we put on your vehicle. So it's good across the country at any ASC certified shop or auto dealer. It's through Assurant. It's a nationwide. It's a true, a real insurance, real service
deal,
contract.
Yeah.
This is not a fly-by-night company. We work with them and have worked with them for several decades, actually. And great company, it's a powertrain warranty, so that basically means it doesn't cover everything, but it is going to cover all the key powertrain components and drivetrain components of your vehicle, so you can rest assured that the most expensive stuff, if it breaks, you're going to have that kind of coverage. If you do want to get additional coverage, we sell many different warranties based on mileage and different coverages, and with the warranty, the Q-certified program, that actually discounts the warranty to you. Since we've already paid to put it on there, you get another discount when you step up and get a better Assurant warranty. So
there
it's called a wrap, and basically it's an equivalent discount on the other warranty if you want to add some more miles to it, perhaps, or get additional coverage. And of course, we'll go over all that during the purchase process. A lot of that information is online. You can get a lot of detail right on our website, even about finance products, right on the website. There's a button on most of the websites. It'll say something like "Shop at Home." You click on that, you can go in. You can really work your own deal. It takes our simple price, takes your credit. It does what they call a soft pull on your credit, so it's not actually hitting your credit. It's not going to affect your credit score, but it does use the credit bureaus to give you a good estimate of what your payment would be based on your actual credit, and you can actually actually play with the terms. You can shorten the terms and lengthen them to, and see how that affects the payment. A lot of times in the sales process, that's where we spend a lot of time with people, is just working on the numbers, right? Because they have a certain budget in mind, and we're trying to make the trade-in, the vehicle price, the term of the loan, the interest rate, all that fit together into a payment. And that's really what a car deal is. But a lot of times, you know, it's easier to do that now because you can do it yourself at home, online, or on your phone.
And you can take your time and absorb it in at your own pace.
That's right. And we teach our salesmen to work that way and to use that tool to help lead you through the process. We call it a safe shopping zone. Okay. Our non-commissioned sales associates, it doesn't matter to them. What that means basically is it doesn't matter to them what they sell you, whether we make a lot of money or a little bit, because different products we demand a different sales price. And we want to focus on your actual experience, your relationship with us, and getting you to buy from us again. Of course, we have to make a profit to stay in business, but we feel like a fair profit's all we need. And so we market-based price our vehicles every day. Before I came in today, I was going through the new and used vehicles, especially we did get a bunch of new stuff in the last couple days, a couple shipments of Toyotas. I know right now we've got RAV4s on the ground, Highlanders. I know, and the allocation coming, Sienna, Tundra, Tacoma, 4Runner. So there's lots of great Toyotas coming. Anyway, you can reserve your vehicle online right now. Just go on there and check it out. Give us a shout.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, the Tundras that are coming in, these are the ones that are brand new from the bottom up.
That's right. So if you haven't heard, the 2022 Tundra is the first new Tundra. And, boy, I think since 2007, something like that.
It's been a while.
Almost 15 years, that long time. Of course, they've kept up with the Joneses, so to speak.
Sure, yeah.
But this is a fully re-engineered from the ground up, engine, powertrains, everything, but it's going to be a great truck. You can. It's been revealed. There's lots of images out there and discussion of it out there online, so you can get all that. We have our first allocation now. Nobody's gotten one yet nationwide, but they're going to start landing anytime. I think we should have them on the ground in Oklahoma probably before the end of the month.
Oh, good.
And we'll be off and running there. And I think we'll have two hopefully within the first couple weeks of the allocation. And hopefully get a lot more after that. We still have two 2021s. If you're interested in closeout and deals, right now with the inventory as it is across the whole industry, it's the deals are a little different, but we still have some model year closeout deals on 2021s. There's a couple of Tundras I mentioned. These are great trucks, so come check them out. And one thing about the new Tundra you'll find is they've changed the engine. So the old Tundra is going to come with the large V8, the big powerful engine that you've come to expect from the Tundra. Those of you who have a Tundra know what I'm talking about. I think back to one of the redesigns of the Tundra about 2012 or 14, and there were images of it pulling the space shuttle, right?
So I remember that.
It could pull a lot. Now, the new Tundra has equal or better towing power, but it isn't a V8-based engine. It's a six-cylinder with a turbocharger and lots of great power. They're going to have a hybrid setup on it. So lots of different powertrains, but it is changing from that big V8 engine. So I know people around here love those trucks, so you might want to consider the 2021 if that makes you take pause, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Some people like the old style product
as
the new, and let the new ones get broken in by others.
I'll wait and see. Yeah, I know how that goes.
The skeptics
goes.
Among us.
Yeah,
other people always want the brand new stuff.
Oh, they do. They can't wait for the rubber to hit the pavement.
We've had a lot of that lately. More inquiries than it's been continuing to build on the Maverick is how I'll say it. We've had every week now we're placing new reservations. reservations, new orders, and we'll start getting our first ones here before the end of the year on the Maverick, too.
That's a neat little niche.
It is. If you haven't heard that Ford's come out with another great new product in a niche that really is doesn't exist right now.
Yeah. They own it. Yeah.
Back in the 70s, there were small trucks like this. Yeah. The Courier, people might remember.
But wow, that was little.
That was little. The Maverick is going to be pretty small.
Yeah.
It's going to be an entry-level vehicle in a pickup truck form. Come in hybrid and great fuel economy. It's going to be awesome.
What's the price range on that?
Under $30,000. Really, and probably get it in the mid-20s. It's going to be really exciting product for us. And, we've been learning, like all of you, as we go into this new digital world of selling cars online. I'm still amazed at how it works today, where we, and sometimes we're delivering cars halfway across the country. Other times we're, right around town. And it's not quite the same, but pretty soon you're going to be able to do that reservation to order, build your own vehicle process through a new e-commerce program Ford's putting out, and we're going to have every Ford that you'll be able to go in and build your own, make the reservation. We'll have a whole process where you can go in there. You can. It'll work. It'll handle your trade valuation.
Mm-hmm.
It'll handle financing. It's going to be a similar to what we already have on our website, our tool that allows you to go in and calculate your payments. But it's going to go all the way into to scheduling and ordering and building your vehicle. So it's really going to be great. I think it's going to really help the sales team work with you to get exactly what people want. And, that's one thing we've learned in this time of fairly scarce inventory is, one of the advantages of that is the orders. We have so many people who've come in and placed orders. We've had, I think I counted them up earlier this week, that we had 37 retail orders in the last 60 days. And that's pretty good.
That's really good.
Yeah. And those will land on the ground before the stock we get. So, I do think that's something to consider if you know what you want and you're ready to make a purchase. We can make you a great deal on those kinds of orders, and because we don't have to. We know we've got it sold, so we can actually make you a better deal.
When I was younger, you'd hear maybe a guy down the road or some fella in the next town over, special order a vehicle.
Yeah.
It was pretty rare. And that was kind of, that's pretty country club. And but now you can do it every day.
Yeah, you can do it. I think it's going to become more and more the way it is. Some parts of the world, it's common. I know in Japan, this is typical. I mean, actually, most sales have been remote in Japan all along, where even when you're not ordering it, the salesmen go to your home, and that's just been how it's been done over there.
Hmm.
But I like our setup. I think we have a great team at the dealership coming in and kicking the tires, seeing a car is a great tradition in America. And I think part of the people want to feel the vehicle, be able to sit in other things, be able to, and just you can compare our great products so you don't have to go meet somebody else in another lot, and start that process all over again. We can show you our Toyotas, our Fords, our Lincolns, all our great used vehicles.
Same associate.
It's all seamless and simple priced and all that. What we like to say, it's the same price online, on the showroom, on the lot, doesn't change.
Wow, that is incredible. How are we doing with the Lincoln product? I know that just moves as quick as it has been.
We have, I think we have one new Lincoln in stock right now, a Nautilus. Glad to have that. But we got Navigators, Aviators coming. There's Corsair coming. So the product is coming there, too. Again, reserving your vehicle is a great idea if you're looking at a new Lincoln. And, our used Lincolns are selling great, too. We've got some used Lincolns. So great certified vehicles, an MKC, an MKX, an MKZ, which is the sedan. I think we have an Aviator, but I believe it has been sold, the used Aviator.
Those look like they're just fun.
There's a certified, great vehicle in the mid-size SUV class. Mm-hmm. Really comfortable. I find it one of the best cars to drive. And then my favorite, of course, is Navigator. We traded for one of those this week, a 2018 with just about 30,000 miles, I think less than 30,000 miles, silver, be Lincoln certified. I think it's still going through service, so there's probably not pictures up yet. If you want to get that one, you might want to hurry because I'll probably drive it.
But I was going to say, Brad's going to just say, I guess I want to be sure.
I want to test that one out, make sure that it's up to standard. So
that's always cool, isn't it?
It is. It's one of the perks of the job, I guess. It's, I don't get emotionally attached to them, and they do get sold
pretty
quick. So I don't. It's better not to be attached. But it's been, that's been a running joke in the household lately. Is which car is he going to be driving, and how many times are we going to switch this month?
Only long enough to get it broken in.
No, that's right. We just that's inventory as it is, and I park my vehicle now out in the inventory, so it's easily seen and displayed and ready to sell. Another thing, we've got our service specials up online again. Great service specials. Check those out on our websites. And the easiest way to get to the websites is to go to dungeonschoice.com. From there, you can get to the Ford, Lincoln, or Toyota sites and do all the great stuff we were talking about, from trade evaluation to asking questions, calculating your payment, pictures of all the vehicles. Everything's up there ready for you at dungeonschoice.com. And you can schedule your service appointment online. It's really easy to schedule that. All you got to do is go in and put it in a little bit of information. If you've been in service before, it'll find your information, find the vehicle. It makes it really simple. If you haven't, you just give us a little bit of information, and we'll be ready for you when you show up. It's an appointment with the service advisor. We'll do the write-up. Then we'll move it around, get your oil change done, whatever you need done, and check it out. I know that the service has been really busy. All the shops are busy here around town, and body shops too. It's backed up in the body shop world. I was talking to Mike, and we're still trying to hire mechanics and technicians. Talking to some other friends in town about creating an explorer group for mechanic.
I like that.
Aerospace and automotive careers. I think that would be cool. Huh?
That is very good. I belonged to one of those when I was a kid.
I've been talking to a few guys at the dealership and see if we can get somebody to be a part of the leadership of that. And I think it'd be great. We need to keep encouraging people to consider careers in automotive technology.
Sure.
I think it is, you're not just a mechanic anymore. You really are a technician.
You're
working on, advanced computer systems. People's lives are in your hands, truthfully. The safety of the vehicle is so important. Mm-hmm. And, our guys spend hours and hours a month doing training to keep up with the product that we sell. And, a master certified technician, it takes a while to get to that level. Mm-hmm. But we have three or four that are at the top of our brands. Mm-hmm. And those guys are, they've spent hundreds or if not thousands of hours training. We spend probably $60,000 or $70,000 a year training on technology, training for our mechanics. So,
wow.
So it really is, a big, great career opportunity. People don't think about it, but, you're working on computers and all these different systems. And, it's a really, really exciting to people who like to work with their hands and like to build things. It's a great opportunity.
And you're talking about the body shop, but getting busy, between Deere, Road Construction, and people who just, let's say meet by accident.
Avoid Highway 75. I shouldn't say that.
You're almost done, Ryan.
Yeah, we're getting close near us, but boy, that
coming around the back.
It's really not that bad getting to the dealership, but you do coming around the back through Stonewall's a little bit better. As little time as you can spend out there where they've got the two lane. If you only have to go a little ways, it's not too bad.
No.
But the lights with the blinking red lights are a bit frustrating and hard to fathom why they think that's a good idea.
Well,
I won't comment anymore.
Good for the body shop.
Well, that's not anything we would wish on
anyone. No, we don't.
and the truth is, of course, we're pretty backed up. So right now, everyone, you know, hold your horses. Let's be safe. I think Mike said he was scheduling into early next year in the body shop right now. So, you need to hold your horses.
Oh,
and if
man.
We're like that, I think everybody's a little slow. And,
yeah.
You know, we've got some inventory in there that we can't get out either. So we're in the same boat with you folks. I commiserate.
Oh, indeed. Indeed. But, folks, if you want to know where to find Brad, you can find him right there on 75. Take the back way. Or online.
Online. Give us a call, 918-333-0900. Visit DuchessChoice.com. You can get to all our websites from there. We're out there on Highway 75, just south of US 60 Interchange, mm-hmm. Nowata Road, and next to the Quick Trip on the west side. You'll see the Ford Oval and the big Toyota monolith, and come in and check things out. We've got, we haven't talked about her in a little bit, but you know, the brand new Toyota store, only lead certified dealership in the state of Oklahoma, the first commercial lead certified, and that's leadership in environmental and energy design. It's a great facility, lots of great pictures in there. Love to give you a tour.
Mm-hmm.
Ford store has a lot of historical stuff in it.
Some
old vehicles in there. Love to show you around some of the history we have. It's a lot of fun.
That's how I wound up buying a Ford. I just went in to see the old stuff. And it's like, hey, what's that over there? Half hour later, it's yours.
Let's go. No, that's good. That's a good thing about having a museum in the showroom.
It is cool, but you know, I already had done a lot of the stuff online anyway. I'm not going to joke too much, but I did want to go in and see the old stuff just because you know I'm interested in that thing.
So one more time through our key stuff today. Keep that Boys and Girls Club Great Futures Luncheon on your calendar, December 3rd, 11:30 to 1. I'm sure you can get tickets now. It's always inspiring. It's one of my favorite events. We'll announce the Youth of the Year Award.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our vehicle appraisals for turkeys. You get a complimentary turkey just for bringing your vehicle in for us to appraise. Ask your sales consultant for details. It's fast and easy. Really doesn't take very long, and there's no purchase necessary. We've got a limited number of the frozen birds each day, but if we run out, we have certificates. So you might want to get in early if you want to get one of the actual birds, or you can run down to the store and buy it with the certificate.
Yeah.
Or if you already have your turkey, take the certificate and you can get it later. And they never expire.
Come on in, because God is my witness, turkeys can't drive.
And we've got them ready for you right there in the showroom. So go see the team. Paul, who was out there with us last week on the show, is out there this morning. Sure. And Brandy, I saw them as I was leaving, and they're ready to take care of you.
Super duper dupe. This is really going to be some fun here, folks. You can get the best price probably for your trade-in ever.
If you're selling
your old car, your vehicle, just for
value
for
of
value,
vehicles
right
is still at historic levels. I'm sure you've heard about the inflation in today's news.
A little bit.
And the, certainly one of the drivers of that has been used vehicles. That's nothing we're controlling.
No.
It's a market where there's just a supply and demand issue right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it should settle down, I think, next year as new vehicle inventory stabilize and start to build back up. But right now you've got this weird thing where used cars are really at historically high levels compared to new vehicle values. And so your trade-in really is worth more on a new vehicle than it's ever been before.
And before you go over the rivers and through the woods to grandmother's house you go, you might want to take it in to get that oil change and tire rotation, because that's the best deal in town.
Yeah, and it really does. If you want the most for your trade, if you really want to get through the life of a vehicle to get the most for your trade, however long you keep it, maintenance, taking care of your vehicle, keeping it clean, these are the keys. So bring it in. We have great deals every day on our light maintenance and repair stuff and details. Give us a shout at 918-333-0900.
I got to tell you, you got the best folks back there that take care of you in the bay.
Yeah.
And I got it. It didn't take long, especially if you make the appointment and everything else like that.
It's pretty simple.
If you're gonna do something that's kind of impulsive, well, you're taking your chances. Yeah. But let's do the right thing. Make the appointment. It's going to be enjoyable. Next thing you know, hey, it's done. Wow.
And then maybe we can do an appraisal while your vehicle's in service.
Indeed.
You can get the turkey.
There you see, you get it's a twofer going on now. And on top of that, you know, the guys can take a look, see what might be ahead of you down the road, so to speak, so you can ward off any possible problems.
A couple of vehicles I know did just arrive. They just sent me a message. We got three F-150s in. All 4x4s, an XL, an XLT, and a Lariat, if I'm not mistaken. So great stuff. Just landing. Come check it out.
All right. See you then.